This day 1643 of the Rosh Hashanah Yomi. They're doing the Rosh Hashanah Shimon Hey Sif Yud to Sif Tes Vav. Okay, it's all Chimbidin Zaracha Go Labayis. How do you follow this halacha of Go Labayis? Because of a Torah Dimiyesh when Go Labayis Mishpacha, the Torah says if there's someone who's the greatest in the family, I'll call it Achrab, if he follows him. Dim Nishar Bekan, if he remains Sirk, Bukula Moni Mishiyotza HaMeis. Everybody immediately starts counting from the time the mace leaves. Aposim Shochem Meis, even those who went with the mace. If the girl went with the mace, Aposim Shulkam, Moni Mishima Sagelo, and even those who remain here, so called from Mishima Sagelo, meaning wherever the mace is buried, when they close the cavern there. Sham Zoda Das Harosh Sham, that's even a Rosh. But that's the Tesham, and it came in the opinion of Rosh is not like, the Tesham is not like that. El HaKol Chumra. Everything is a Chumra. Yema Gola Halech Imo, if the Gola went with the Meis, HaKol Manim Yisim HaZagom, every Gola, everybody starts from the time the grave is sealed. And my Gola Nishar Bekan, if the Gola remains here, El Shukam Manim Yad, those who remain here start counting immediately. Ve'elu L'Sholchim HaMeis, those who go with the Meis, Manim Yisim HaZagom, they do not follow the Gola Bais, they go after the close of the grave. Nevertheless, on account of the Gadol who remained here at home, they even those who went start conducting the Avelus immediately. Here's how it goes. My money is Shem Rami Rudenberg. If the Gadol of the family goes with the Mace, even those who remain here, they only start counting Avelus from the time of the Kvura, Akkan Lashono, end quote. Before me, I have the head, you have to explicit the Dima Gadol Nishar Bekan, if the Gadol stays here, Nishar then can be Koidim. The Halach remains as previous. The Elu Shibakan, Moni Miyad, those who are here, start counting immediately. The Elu Shalcha Mace, and those who go with the Mace, Moni Mishim, as Agoyal, they count from the time that the grave is sealed. As though the Loka Tur of the Loka Tais is not like Tur, nor like the Tais. So Tais is, Koid Tais is, Akkopanim, Ne Kvura, Shagor, Tzichim, Alchim, Nogah, Belis, Kam Miyad. Account of the covenant of the Gadol, even though they're not going, even those who went didn't stay with him, have to start immediately with him in Hagia Belus, despite the fact that they're still on the road to actually go to the burial. Lochosh is that it's not concerned with this. The figure starts to be Yushalmi Sifra Gadol based on his gears, the Mesias of Gears in the Yushalmi, and as explained in the place in the Mesias. Gamdiel also seems in Esha Ram, apparent Risha, because Ramam Lochos of Cloud, Dinosh Yushalmi. He didn't write that look at the Ushami. I Trump, Chain Locha Shashal Chumas had thesis. Therefore, he didn't, because not concerned with the Chumas thesis, or Chashun writes here, Nira Li. That's it, seems to me. Dashi Yeshami, those who say, you should know that those who say, the Kozak Shiachsu, the Beit of the Sum, Achlo Shiyami, so you're going to come home within 3 days. Achashiachsu, Achashlo Shiyami, they're going to come back after the days, any Graham Osir Shukan, Achar Gol Abais, and those who remain here are not considered to follow the Gol Abais. He's gone. He's out of the picture. Even if the girl went with the mace, osim shibakam money miyad, those who remain here, they count immediately. That's the shach name of the rabbon. Came shamanus kir cloud din zeh, since Rabbi doesn't mention this halach at all, the chayyim shos kenuk should actually paskin like the rabbon in this case, that if he's away for 3 days, his count does not count. Yudav. The dash is shos at benyam is yosef. You can ask a question, but it's yosef. But mesh kwas of the comments, sub shim is inside. That's later on, he writes, Mesel Lashon as follows, Mesel Mesel Eviyotiv, Sami Dais and Eviyotiv, Nisua Shemel Espeed Kovri Mibagam, and Frey not going to be able to bury him before Yotiv commences. Umasu Kutuj Yachul Kavros, they gave him to Goyim to bury because Goyim can bury Yotiv. Came a true two, me a year, once he moved from the city, discussed him in a quibbum, and he's covered up in the Hazar relatives. Chol Ale Avils, the Avils takes effect. Vimusha Chaz Kodim Arego, if it's an hour before the Yotiv commences, Vinogab Avils, and they conducting themselves as Avelus, but the Lord said, Shiva. Again, Shiva is canceled. Abi Shiva Yotta, be known as comparing on Yotta. It's a fascinating thing. The Shiva is canceled before actually the burial takes place, because they started Shiva before Yotta, and Yotta canceled Shiva. Akal Shono, end quote. The question is difficult. Abba Simmons and his brother, Shura, he beat out Azos, a money, Elmi Simmons, Agrelo. The difficulty is because we know that when the Kvura takes place in this city, you only count from the time that the grave is sealed. In case Echbal Gezer Shiva, how can you cancel the Gezer Shiva? I'll go Nikbar Riyantim, the Kvura took place in the proper. So I have to say this really, the Yantim Shani, I have to say the Yantim is different. Kemisha Yisrael, Ein Yachol, Likbar Batsom Yantim, since a Jew can't bury himself, can't bury on Yantim, You can't get involved in the burial himself. Came a sukkah and then we so his hands are removed from this. Rabbi they saw kilu nikbar mikarim for the Jews. It's as if he was buried 40 altif. The dinu nikbar bar cheres, and it's as if he was buried in a different city. Shemani some shiva kan, in which case those who remain here count shiva mishem michazars pneim from the time they turn away. It's a dogger revava. Please acquaint this in Yirah came bear of Shabbos la mechashecha. If this happened erev Shabbos before nightfall, next erev Shabbos yom rishon shel shiva. So erev Shabbos will come out to be the first day of shiva. Even though Shabbos doesn't interrupt anything, of course, but erev Shabbos for the shiva. Achadover poshi shein lasos kein lechatchila. It's obvious it's not supposed to be done this. Preferably not supposed to be done this way. You know, makom tchakev. It's not a case where it's extenuating circumstances. The erev Shabbos even achav. It's not possible any other way. The near the basin should be chayachik over ata. That's basin sees that had to, according to their perspective, that they buried immediately by the non-Jews. Being located, if not, you nechuk for achar Shabbos, through the courts after Shabbos, obviously, the proper Jewish burial. Your base, you may find some mace in the kever, if you move a mace from one grave to another grave. In kavur bekever rishon, they buried in the first grave, al-daisios, kavushom, al-mis, with the intent of leaving there forever. But then they changed their mind, they decided they're going to move it for there for whatever reason. Amen lo el-mizman kever rishon. The only count from the final time was put in the first kever. A few people talk Shiva, even it was moved during Shiva. That's when also, but initially they buried him with the intent to move him. And he started to avail him immediately. People know talk Shiva, but they remove him within the 7 days. You start the Shiva again from the time he's buried the second time. They didn't remove him until after Shiva. So then the avails already passed. They don't have another avails. So it's interesting, trivia question. When you have Avelis of Shiva lasted more than 7 days, when you buried temporarily, then reburied during Shiva, Shiva starts again and can go up to 14 days, evidently, in that case. If they had in mind initially to move him from Shiva, wow, you shouldn't even begin the Avelis at all. And the Shapiro Kever Chantuli, which is the second Kever. And if they had a mind aware of it's only moving after the Shiva is over, Nogay Avails Miyad, then Avails begins immediately. But in a generic state, this situation, where they don't know when they're going to move the mace, I think when she's brought it in is as we have explained. We might saw Abraham Matsur, if the state was under siege. You have no capacity to move a mace to a cemetery. You put him in a coffin. And you count immediately 7 and 30 days. The closing of the coffin is considered to be tantamount to a burial. And after the siege, you bury him. Finally, it seems to me that even the siege was removed during 7 days. Kavru basekvaros, and they bury him during the 7 days in the basekvaros. Mikomkom emas chinam avelos mechadash. Nevertheless, unlike the first case, you don't start the avelos over again. Kem shlo yadu al sheyasil chametzor tach shiva, because when they started the shiva, they didn't know that the siege would be lifted during the 7 days. Havik shenis yashu, so it's as if they gave up hope to bury him. Was that the sham, and then avelos starts whenever nis yashu, as we saw. Yugimo, haruge malchus v'zman ha-karmon. Aruge Malchus, people killed by the government, Kiddush Hashem, in ancient times when Chas V'Shalom such things happened. I'll show him such a ship here. Shloim Nichim Lekarbu, where they would not allow people to bury those executed by the government. Mirzai Chabeos, and when the Zabeos commenced. Nishos Yishayishu Bishtavos Lekvoid, that started from the time they gave up hope, then trying to convince the officials to allow the Kvura. But Menachim Nos Shiv Shleshim, then you start counting 7 and 30 days. But as long as they haven't given up hope to get to bury him with the permission of the government, they should not conduct his avelus. And there's not even a ninus, because it's not yet time to start the kvura process. Somebody who's been notified that his relative has been crucified in another city, and he started doing avelus immediately. And then he found out that the relative is still crucified. He's still hanging out there. Also, Avelis lo, that Avelis he did initially was in effect meaningless, because it was not your time. B'chozer money mishikavim mishisayashim mikavim. He starts counting again from the time of kavura of when they give up hope forever burying him. V'ein chiluk b'yisayashim tov shloshim adar shloshim makes a difference whether they gave up hope before or after 30 days. She asked him to cover once they gave up hope. V'nogu shiva shloshim and they conducted themselves with shiva and shloshim. If later on they found his body tossed in a river, or they gave him permission to bury him, nevertheless there is no fresh avelus. In the brackets he says, I ain't tasif cut and begs the mashkasev shinimsa shachar of the avelus. Doubt you write till you found him after days avelus, nearly the after needs of talking avelus. And if I within the days avelus, had the inke, that's the aloha. But evidently that was a story which once happened. But the general principle is, every time they gave a pope, chal avelus miyad, the avelus takes effect immediately. And this will evidently be clear from something we see momentarily. Not momentarily, but a few moments. You doubt. But even Ezra Simon Yud Zion, he's borrowed the Misha Tava by Imam Shein himself, if somebody drowns in water which has no end, in other words, you don't know if you're ever going to see the body, Emnichim in Hog Avelus. We don't allow them to the relatives to conduct themselves at Beilus. Since we don't allow his wife to get remarried until what's the halacha is clarified. High and chum. Avami should tava ma'am shesh himself. Some of you put drowned water, which does have a perimeter where we halacha is we assume that he is actually drowned. By some where there's water, which we don't see the perimeters of the body of water, we our cheshish maybe came up on the other side. That's how we can't assume it's dead. But he, drowned water which has a perimeter, even though we don't find the body, we assume the body sunk. And also when there's been news that somebody's been killed by bandits or by eaten by an animal. Dragged away literally by an animal. And the coal has clarified and verified that it's reasonably, can reasonably seem to be true. The noise records, if it's not clarified, have a command chain them soak up on outside. It's like water where you can't see the perimeter. May I say minimum shivim shloshim from when you start counting shivim in 30 days, which is sashulchapsa, from when they give up hope for looking for him. But if he went to a boy my barm, even they find limbs by limbs, makino subsimani gufo, and they recognize him from the scientist's body, aimonimlo, you still don't count start counting avelus achim to rosha veruba, so you find the head and majority of the torso, oshis yashim rivaksho, or they give up hope from finding anything more. If you find him after you gave up hope of finding him, you don't go back and do avelus again. But the sons, I assume his daughters too, if they're fed there at the time that he's found, they do avelus that day, only that day. It's no different than where you gather the bones of the father, where there's one day of avelus. But if the children are not there, they found when the day was already passed, when the body parts were collected, they don't have to be misabel. This is not literally gathering bones. It's like burial like all other mason. Because if it was actually gathering bones, all relatives, not just children, would be chayit in misabel that day. Like we'll see later on. And Liam Bunov, but this is specifically talking about children, Mishum Kibbut of, for them, Chashmi Kliko, the Talmud is considered to be as if they gathered the bones. In the brackets it says, Mitzur Tzkusha Shashach, wherever the Shach asked, is resolved by this. Zesha Kosavnu, that which wrote, Im Habonim Shom, if the children are there, Avdavka. Doesn't mean simply they're there. Do Adinim Shom, Akshenim Shom, it's also if they heard, even they're not specifically in that location. Pimash Kosav, the Mitzvah wrote, Dains and Mamash Kliko, the Talmud, it's not really like we're gathering the bones. Yesh lomar, you would say dafka shalheim sham. It's only day there. Kvoda hu sheisabu banav alav. It's his honor that his children should mourn him. Avush einam sham. That if not there, and it's misabel avush shamu. And they shouldn't have been misabel even if they heard about it. You could say that. Ach milosh atur v'shulchan siv zayin. But the language of tur and the shulchan aruch. Shekosu wrote avim einam sham. If they're not there, v'shamu and they heard. Achar shavar yom after the day passed. They don't have to do avelus. Masha the shamu kodesh shabar yom. Sounds like if they heard before the day has passed, tzrichim l'sabel, they do have to conduct themselves avelus. V'chein yeshlorus lose the way to paskin. Ukriya im korim mikodem, imel korim mikodem, and kriya if they did not do kriya previously. Chayav me atoli korach shmatzul, they have to do kriya now when they found whatever body parts are found. Tesvav kasa rabbeinu ramah b'siv zayin. It's interesting. I don't think he wrote about doing Kriya when he siyashim imenu. I don't recall whether he wrote about that. Because with the Yisroish, you also have to create the time in the Yisroish, but I don't remember where he wrote that. Tesva, because of Rabbeinu Ramah B'Siv Zayin, Ramah writes, Im Sholchem Eisem L'Ir Acheres, if they sent their mason to another city, Shim Laskei Abeis Mishav Subtem, and the Halacha then is they're supposed to start Abeis once they turn around. The Yisroel Mimnos Abeis, and start kind of Abeis, Hachach Nitpas HaMeis, and then the mace was seized, presumably by the authorities or some other held being held for ransom. The only thing for his manorok is not given over to be buried for a long time. They don't have to stop their avails. They don't have to do misabel afterwards. Since the halacha was that they were allowed to start immediately, they don't have to desist. Is that right? We're from here. We have clear cut evidence. The Mashal Shad is self-seeing the same procedure gimel that we said previously. The Echil Benim Tzachar, you may have when you talk him Abelos, no difference is found after the days of Abelos or during the days of Abelos. The Hacham Mari talk him Abelos. You say within the days of Abelos, meaning itself, Eino Tzichim Lavsi, because it says they don't have to stop, and yet the clock does not start over again. That's it for today.